Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Top news story, top ag story of the day, of course, is the weather. We are in the middle of a 2 to 3 day blizzard. Heaviest snow, eastern North Dakota, west central, and especially now northwestern Minnesota. Overnight, the snow is focused on northeast and east central North Dakota. Water content anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of equivalent water content. And we got a ways to go before the snowfall is done, and we're going to add water to this snowpack, and it's going to melt starting next week. Easter weekend, promising very nice weather. Details on the weather coming up. North Dakota corn growers, joined by leaders from National Corn Growers and 17 other state corn grower groups, signed a letter sent to U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan, calling for the EPA to use its authority under the Clean Air Act to provide consumers with continued access to low-cost, low-emission E15 during the summer months. North Dakota Corn Growers President Andrew Mock says at a time when fuel supplies are volatile, prices are high, consumers and retailers need all fuel choices available, especially as the summer driving season is right around the corner. EPA has approved E15 for summer use, but not until next year. The U.S. Senate recently followed action by the House of Representatives approving a resolution to repeal the new Waters of the U.S. rule. North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hovind voted in the 53-43 majority.
WOTUS is a big-time regulatory overreach. It's harmful for our farmers. It hurts our energy industry. It violates private property rights. And so we worked hard to repeal it once, and we're not going to stop until we get it repealed again.
The resolution now heads to President Biden's desk, where it faces a likely veto. We've got a blizzard. They've got tornadoes. This has been an active weather week.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says a system that covered several western states earlier this week
has moved its way on into the Great Lakes region. But on its way there, it resulted in blizzard conditions across parts of the northern Intermountain West into the northern plains,
causing concerns about calving and lambing in the northern plains. In other parts of the country,
we have seen repeated high winds, blowing dust, even some grass fires and wildfires coming out of the southwest and on across the central and southern Great Plains with this system.
Also,
for the third time in less than 2 weeks, we have seen a significant severe weather outbreak peaking on April 4th. Very similar area of geographic coverage to what we experienced just a few days ago when we saw preliminary reports indicating more than 100 tornadoes across the Mid-South and into the Midwest.
And we've got our local forecast coming up, but we've got a check of opening markets right after this break. This is Inside Agriculture.